When the North Atlantic Alliance was created some 50 years ago, its first Secretary General, the British Lord Ismay, said its purpose was to keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
With the end of the Cold War, NATO has lost that clear purpose. And today, the alliance, adding 7 former Soviet states and satellites, finds its raison d'être shrinking as its membership expands. In Prague today, President Bush outlined some ideas about developing a rapid response force as a sort of fire brigade to be deployed anywhere against rogue nations and terrorist organizations. But that is not likely to get very far, as long as all members retain a veto over any NATO action, and certainly as long as Germany, NATO's principal European military power, remains in the White House doghouse for its opposition to war with Iraq. What the Bush administration really wants of NATO today is more a cheering squad than an integrated alliance. In NATO's first offensive actions in Bosnia and Kosovo, the Pentagon found the European military capability so far behind America's that it was difficult to integrate their operations. The administration chose not to involve the NATO command structure in the Afghanistan campaign, nor in the preparations for an invasion of Iraq. Old alliances, like old soldiers, never die. But a transatlantic organization of equals, operating by unanimity, clearly does not meet the needs of a president who, as recently as last August, expressed his unilateralist philosophy to journalist Bob Woodward. He said, "We're never going to get people all in agreement about force and the use of force, but action, confident action, that will provide positive results, provides kind of a slipstream into which reluctant nations and leaders can get behind." In Prague today, the president emphasized the close and permanent relationship with the countries of NATO. But that relationship today rests on nostalgia for the time when Europe looked to America for a nuclear umbrella in fear of the Soviets. This is Daniel Shore.